USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As smash and grab criminals have been enjoying their lifestyle without many repercussions throughout many large cities in America, the Defund the Police movement started by Democrat leaders has had an adverse effect on society. Now, the mayor of San Francisco, California, has had enough. The Honorable London Breed.
It's time that the reign of criminals who are destroying our city, it is time for it to come to an end. And it comes to an end when we take the steps to be more aggressive with law enforcement, more aggressive with the changes in our policies, and less tolerant of all the that has destroyed our city.
On Tuesday, the United States reached a terrible milestone. Johns Hopkins University is reporting 800,000 Americans have now died from the coronavirus that started in China in late 2019. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The National Football League is mandating booster shots to behind-the-scenes workers.
The NFL is mandating coronavirus booster shots for team staff members who work closely with players. More COVID cases have been reported this season than last year, despite the vaccination rate of players being over 94%. This comes as 37 players tested positive for the virus on Monday, which is the highest one-day total since the pandemic started. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
3 years after the Parker Solar Probe launched, the spacecraft has become the first to touch the sun. The Parker Solar Probe has successfully flown through the sun's upper atmosphere to sample the sun's magnetic fields. The announcement was made at the 2021 American Geophysical Union Fall Meeting in New Orleans on Tuesday. The research has been published in the Physical Review Letters. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As new leadership in many cities across America have been soft on crime, many criminals are enjoying a whirlwind of theft and violence without many repercussions for their actions. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana points out the obvious on Fox News.
The president could start, I think many members of Congress already have, by talking straight up to the American people and say, stop disrespecting the police. And then say, stop defunding the police. The truth is that most cops will leave you alone unless you do illegal stuff. So don't do illegal stuff. But what you allow is what will continue. If you don't arrest criminals, if you don't prosecute criminals, if you don't incarcerate criminals when they deserve it, crime is going to go up.
President Biden has high hopes.
President Joe Biden spoke at the Democratic National Committee holiday party on Tuesday night and expressed optimism that his party will prevail in next year's midterm elections. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also spoke at the event and called Biden, quote, the perfect president. Many political analysts expect Republicans to roll up victories in House elections next November. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.